Section 1. Vermont Motorcycle License. Vermont Motorcycle Skills Test. Upon satisfactory completion of the knowledge exam, each applicant for a motorcycle endorsement will then be required to take and pass an off-road skills test before the endorsement will be issued. The applicant taking the skills test must be wearing an approved helmet and have eye protection, provide a valid insurance identification card, and the motorcycle must be registered and, if required, inspected. The Vermont Motorcycle Skills Test is designed to test a person's ability to balance, shift, maneuver, and stop their cycle under normal conditions. This test also checks one's ability for making a quick stop and a swerve. General information. Skills tests. The examiner may stop the test at any point during the skills test if you fall or drop your motorcycle, commit an unsafe act, wheelies, excessive speed, etc. Stall the motorcycle 4 times. Fail to follow instructions. If, in the opinion of the examiner, testing time has exceeded a reasonable limit, lose enough points to fail. In addition, you can stop the test. If you do not feel comfortable attempting any exercise and do not feel you can perform it safely, tell the examiner. He or she will end the test at that point. You can come back after you have taken more time to practice and have gained more confidence in handling your motorcycle. In the event that you terminate the test, the entire test must be administered when retesting. This also applies when an examiner stops a test. You will not be given the skills test if you arrive at the testing area illegally, don't have proper eye protection, face shield, goggles, etc. Don't have a DOT-compliant helmet. Cannot show a valid insurance card. Have an unregistered cycle. Have an uninspected cycle, if required. Have a cycle with defective or improper equipment. Have a motor-driven cycle or an autocycle to use for the test. Ride at the location while others are being given the test. Ride the motorcycle at the skills test location before testing begins without a motorcycle learner permit. While use of the following is not required, it is recommended: leather gloves, long-sleeved shirt or jacket, over-the-ankle boots or shoes, sneakers are not acceptable, and pants of denim or other heavy material. Motorcycles defined. 23 VSA Section 4, 18, defines what a motorcycle is. The operator of any vehicle that is considered a motorcycle, other than an autocycle, must have a motorcycle endorsement on their driver's license. Motorcycles. Motorcycle shall mean any motor vehicle having a seat or saddle for the use of the rider and designed to travel on not more than 3 wheels in contact with the ground, and shall include autocycles but exclude motor-driven cycles, golf carts, track-driven vehicles, tractors, and electric personal assistive mobility devices. Autocycles. Autocycle means a three-wheeled motorcycle, in which the occupants sit with their legs forward, designed to be controlled with a steering wheel and pedals, and equipped with safety belts for all occupants. Fully enclosed autocycles. Fully enclosed autocycle means an autocycle equipped with a windshield and that has full top and side enclosures capable of supporting the vehicle's weight and protecting the occupants when the vehicle is resting on the enclosures. Motor-driven cycles. Motor-driven cycle means any vehicle equipped with 2 or 3 wheels, a power source providing up to a maximum of 2 brake horsepower and having a maximum piston or rotor displacement of 50 cubic centimeters if a combustion engine is used, which will propel the vehicle, unassisted, at a speed not to exceed 30 miles per hour on a level road surface, and which is equipped with a power drive system that functions directly or automatically only, not requiring clutching or shifting by the operator after the drive system is engaged. As motor vehicles, motor-driven cycles shall be subject to the purchase and use tax imposed under 32 VSA Chapter 219 rather than to a general sales tax. An electric personal assistive mobility device is not a motor-driven cycle. Headgear, 23 VSA Section 1256. A person may not operate or ride upon a motorcycle upon a highway unless he or she properly wears protective headgear of a type that conforms to the federal motor vehicle safety standards contained in 49 CFR Section 571.218, as may be amended. The requirement of this section shall not apply to occupants of fully enclosed autocycles. Riding on motorcycles and motor-driven cycles, 23 VSA Section 1114. A. An individual operating a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle shall ride only upon the permanent and regular seat of the motorcycle or motor-driven cycle, and such operator shall not carry any other individual, nor shall any other individual ride on a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle unless such motorcycle or motor-driven cycle is designed to carry more than one individual, in which event a passenger may ride upon the permanent and regular seat if designed for two individuals or upon another seat firmly attached to the motorcycle or motor-driven cycle at the rear or side of the operator. B. An individual shall only ride upon a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle while sitting astride the seat, facing forward, with one leg on each side of the motorcycle or motor-driven cycle. The requirement of this subsection shall not apply to occupants of autocycles or of sidecars. C. No individual shall operate a motorcycle or motor-driven cycle while carrying any package, bundle, or other article that prevents him or her from keeping both hands on the handlebars. D. No operator shall carry any passenger, nor shall any passenger ride, in a position that will interfere with the operation or control of the motorcycle or motor-driven cycle or the view of the operator. Do I have a motorcycle or a motor-driven cycle? The vehicle must have a seat or saddle for the use of the rider and designed to travel with not more than three wheels in contact with the ground. If all three of the following statements are true, you have a motor-driven cycle. If any of the following statements are not true, you have a motorcycle. 1. The vehicle is designed to travel at 30 miles per hour or less on a level road surface. 2. The vehicle has a combustible engine that is 50 ccs or less. 3. The vehicle shifts automatically. How to obtain a motorcycle learner permit? A Vermont licensed resident who does not possess a motorcycle endorsement may obtain a motorcycle learner permit to learn how to operate a motorcycle. To obtain a motorcycle learner permit, you must successfully complete a 4-hour Vermont Motorcycle Awareness Program, VMAP, training course or successfully complete the motorcycle learner permit test. Visit mydmv.vermont.gov for more information. If you are 16 or 17 years old, you need your parents' or legal guardian's permission, as well as have a valid junior driver's license. Foreign exchange students must have a foreign exchange parental authorization form, signed by a parent or legal guardian. Host parent cannot sign. After the permit is issued, you may schedule an appointment for your skills test. The permit is valid for 120 days from the date of issue. If the appointment is not made or you do not feel confident to take the skills test at the end of the 120 days, you may renew your permit. You may renew by mail or in person at any DMV office. Renewal forms are available at all Department of Motor Vehicle offices and on the Vermont DMV website at dmv.vermont.gov. A motorcycle learner permit may be renewed only twice. If, during the original permit period and two renewals, the motorcycle learner permit holder has not taken the skills test nor successfully completed the motorcycle rider training course, S. he may not obtain another motorcycle learner permit for a period of 12 months from the expiration date of the last permit. The motorcycle learner permit will allow you to ride a motorcycle on any public highway to become familiar with actual in-traffic operation. There are certain restrictions. A motorcycle may be operated during daylight hours only. The motorcycle learner permit holder is not allowed to carry any passengers. The motorcycle learner permit is valid in Vermont only. Ignoring the restrictions will void the motorcycle learner permit. If you hold a valid motorcycle learner permit, you may ride the motorcycle to the skill test area on the day of your appointment. If you fail the skills test and your permit has not expired, you will, under most circumstances, be allowed to ride away. If the permit is due to expire, you may renew it for 120 days. If it has already been renewed twice, you must take the knowledge test again to be issued a new permit, provided at least 12 months has passed from the expiration of the last permit. If you fail the skills test, a 1-week practice period is required before another skills test may be taken. Remember, whenever you operate your motorcycle, you must have your valid Vermont driver license, motorcycle learner permit, registration and insurance card in your possession. How to obtain a motorcycle endorsement on a Vermont driver license. Every Vermont resident who operates a motorcycle on the highway in Vermont must hold a valid Vermont operator, commercial driver license or junior operator license with the proper motorcycle endorsement. The commissioner may, upon request, issue a restricted endorsement for the operation of a three-wheel motorcycle. Note: DMV motorcycle endorsement knowledge and skills tests will be waived to anyone who has successfully completed the VREP basic motorcycle course or experienced rider license waiver course. Any Vermont licensed individual with a motorcycle learner permit is required to successfully complete a skills test before the endorsement will be issued. There is a fee of $3 per year for the motorcycle endorsement. An explanation of the skills test, complete with diagrams, is contained in Part 1 of this manual. You will not be permitted to take the skills test unless the motorcycle you furnish for this purpose is properly equipped, registered, inspected, if required, insured, and in good mechanical condition. If an applicant fails the skills test, a one-week practice period is required before another skills test may be taken. Any motorcycle used for the skills test portion of the exam must be legally transported to the exam site. For example, you can have another licensed motorcycle operator ride the bike to the exam location for you. In this instance, that operator would be required to show a valid license that is endorsed for motorcycle operation to the examiner. If you have a motorcycle learner permit, you may ride the bike to the exam location. You may also transport the bike in another registered and insured vehicle, such as a trailer, truck, or van. Any applicant using a three-wheeled motorcycle when taking the motorcycle skills test will receive a motorcycle endorsement restricted to three-wheeled operation only upon successful completion of the test. All applicants applying for a motorcycle endorsement must hold a valid Vermont license. The fee for the knowledge test is $9. The fee for the skills test is $19. Remember, no tests will be given unless you hold a valid Vermont operator license, junior operator license, or commercial driver license. Motorcycle Rider Training Program. The Vermont Rider Education Program, VREP, which was established in 1990, is a comprehensive rider training program. The program is designed to provide the training necessary to enhance operator safety and reduce injuries that occur in motorcycle crashes. VREP encourages people who are interested in riding motorcycles to take this training. The training provided through VREP is highly effective for novice as well as the most experienced riders. The program is voluntary until such time as the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles determines the program shall be mandatory. After that date, all applicants for a motorcycle learner permit or operator license endorsement for operating a motorcycle shall successfully complete the training course. The training program follows nationally recognized safety and training standards and involves both classroom and on-cycle training. The maximum tuition per student is set annually by the Department of Motor Vehicles. For information on the Vermont Rider Education Program or to locate the nearest training site, you may call 800.529.2535, Vermont only, or check the Vermont DMV website at dmv.vermont.gov. 5 courses are offered. 1. Basic Rider Course, BRC. This 15-hour course is for novice riders and those with limited riding experience, as well as riders who haven't ridden for some time. The course, which includes a combination of riding exercises and classroom discussions, teaches the basic skills needed to operate a motorcycle in traffic. The course begins by familiarizing students with the location and operation of controls. Students learn riding skills by practicing on small motorcycles. Students must demonstrate they have the strength, balance, and coordination to perform straight-line riding, shifting, turning, and stopping exercises. The course then introduces students to the strategies needed for riding on the street and sharing the road with other vehicles. Skills taught include emergency braking, swerving, and proper cornering techniques. Motorcycles, textbooks, and helmets, if needed, are provided for this course. All exercises are conducted on a protected range. Enrollment requirements. Student must be at least 16 years of age and hold a valid Vermont driver's license. students successfully completing the basic rider course will be exempt from taking the Vermont Motorcycle Knowledge and Skill Examinations to obtain their motorcycle endorsement. Students who pass the knowledge test but fail the skills test will be issued a motorcycle learner permit. Credentials take 2 to 3 weeks to receive via mail. 2. Scooter Basic Rider Course, SBRC. This course is for those individuals that have made the decision to ride a scooter. The course teaches the basic skills needed to operate a scooter in traffic. Training includes 5 hours of classroom activities and 10 hours of on-scooter riding exercises. Students learn riding skills by practicing on small scooters. Students must demonstrate they have the strength, balance, and coordination to perform straight-line riding, turning, and stopping exercises. During the course, students are also introduced to the strategies needed for riding a scooter on the street. Skills taught include emergency braking, swerving, and proper cornering techniques. Scooters, textbooks, and helmets, if needed, are provided for this course. All exercises are conducted on a protected range. Enrollment requirements. Student must be at least 16 years of age and hold a valid Vermont driver's license. Equipment requirements. DOT-approved helmet. If you do not have a helmet, VREP will have one available for you to use during the course. Over-the-ankle footwear. Long sturdy pants. Long-sleeved shirt or jacket. Sturdy full-fingered gloves. Protective eyewear. Completion requirements. Passing score on both the knowledge and skills tests. A motorcycle endorsement is required to operate a scooter in Vermont. Students successfully completing the SBRC will be exempt from taking the Vermont Motorcycle Written and Skill Examinations and will receive a motorcycle endorsement. 3. Experienced Rider License Waiver Course, ERC License Waiver. This one-day course is designed for riders who do not possess a driver's license with a motorcycle endorsement. The course includes riding exercises and discussions on motorcycle safety. Exercises practiced help riders hone their motorcycle skills, including emergency braking, swerving, proper cornering techniques, and slow speed maneuvers. This course is not designed to teach the basic skills of straight-line riding, shifting, turning, and stopping. Students must be capable of performing these basic motorcycle skills, which are taught in the BRC, prior to attending this course. Students may bring their own street-legal motorcycle. Students not wishing to use their own motorcycle may use a program motorcycle for an additional fee. Students successfully completing the ERC license waiver will be exempt from taking the Vermont Motorcycle Skill Examination to obtain their motorcycle endorsement. 4. Experienced Rider Skills Plus Course, ERC Plus. This one-day course is designed for riders who are already licensed and frequently ride. This course includes riding exercises and discussions on motorcycle safety. Exercises practiced help riders hone their motorcycle skills, including braking, swerving, proper cornering techniques, and slow speed maneuvers. Motorcycle Awareness Classroom Training. A bill passed by the General Assembly gave the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles the discretion to require any applicant to successfully complete an approved classroom training curriculum before a motorcycle learner permit or motorcycle endorsement may be issued. The Motorcycle Awareness Program is a 4-hour classroom course that has been developed in partnership with the Motorcycle Safety Foundation. A pilot course has been implemented. The pilot course will initially run on a voluntary basis, but once it has been tested and proven to be effective, it is planned to make the course mandatory for anyone wishing to obtain a motorcycle learner permit or motorcycle endorsement. Information about where you can take a Vermont Motorcycle Awareness Program course is available on the DMV website at dmv.vermont.gov. Vermont Regulations. Owners and operators of motorcycles or motor-driven cycles are subject to all laws regulating motor vehicles. The operator of a motorcycle must have a valid Vermont operator license with a motorcycle endorsement. The operator of a motor-driven cycle must have a valid Vermont operator license. If you operate a motorcycle or a motor-driven cycle on the highway, you are granted all privileges and are subject to all of the rules applicable to the driver of any other type of motor vehicle. You must obey all traffic regulations, stop signs, and signal lights. you have full use of the traffic lane, but two motorcycles or motor-driven cycles shall not be operated beside each other in the same lane of traffic. Hand signals. The law requires that all operators signal their intentions, either with a hand signal or with a mechanical or lighting device approved by the commissioner, before slowing down, stopping or making a turn, pulling out of a parking place or changing traffic lanes. When hand signals are used, the following are prescribed by law. To make a left turn, extend left hand and arm straight out horizontally, keeping hand and arm stationary. To make a right turn, extend left hand and arm upward, keeping hand and arm stationary. To stop or reduce speed, extend left hand and arm downward, keeping hand and arm stationary. Motorcycle care and maintenance. General care and maintenance. Pre-ride inspections help ensure a trouble-free ride and provide confidence that your motorcycle will respond properly. The primary source of information about how a motorcycle should be inspected and maintained is its owner's manual. Be sure to absorb all of its important information. A motorcycle will continue to ride like new if it is properly maintained and routine inspections become part of its maintenance cycle. A pre-ride inspection of the motorcycle should be as routine and automatic as checking the weather forecast before heading out for the day. It's quick and easy to check the critical components, and a convenient reminder is TCLOCS. It is recommended that you follow the TCLOCS inspection before every ride. T. Tires and wheels. Air pressure. Tread. Cracks, dents, loose spokes. Bearings. Brakes. C. Controls. Levers. Switches. Cables. Hoses. Throttle. L. Lights and electrics. Working condition. O. Oil and other fluids. Levels. Leaks. C. Chassis. Suspension. Drive components, chain, belt, or drive shaft. S. Stands. Side stand. Center stand. A pre-ride inspection should not take more than a few minutes. If done before every ride, it can help you identify changes before they become a problem. Annual inspection. Your motorcycle or motor-driven cycle must be inspected once each year by an authorized motorcycle or motor-driven cycle inspection station. All uninspected motor vehicles, including motorcycles and motor-driven cycles, must be inspected within 15 days from the date of registration. The inspection decal shall be attached in one of the following places on all motorcycles and motor-driven cycles. To the left outer side of the windscreen as low as possible so it does not interfere with the vision of the operator. The left front fork leg located so it is easily visible, or a metal tag securely attached to the left side of the frame. Your motorcycle or motor-driven cycle will be required to have an adequate headlight, rear view mirror, horn, adequate hand and foot brakes, adequate exhaust system, rear number plate bracket, number plate light, adequate tires and fenders and handholds are necessary if a passenger is to be carried. High-rise handlebars with the hand grips over 15 inches above the saddle are not permitted. A sidecar attached to any motorcycle shall be equipped with an approved light showing either a white or amber beam to the front and securely mounted on the right side of the sidecar. You will be required to show your registration and proof of insurance at the time of inspection. Liability insurance is required. It is unlawful for any owner or operator to operate or permit the operation of a motor vehicle on the highways of Vermont without a policy of liability insurance that is in effect. A minimum coverage of $25,000 for death or injury to one person, $50,000 for death or injury of two or more persons, and $10,000 for property damage is required. Proof of liability insurance coverage must be carried in the vehicle. If you are stopped by a law enforcement officer, you will be requested to show proof of insurance to the officer. If you cannot, you may be subject to a fine, points on your driving record, and the requirement that you file financial responsibility insurance, SR-22, with the Vermont DMV for 3 years. If, at the time you are stopped, you have insurance but cannot show proof, you have 15 days to produce the proof to the officer. An automobile insurance identification card is required by Vermont law. The card must contain the name of your insurance carrier, the effective and expiration dates of coverage, the name of the insured, and a description of the vehicle, including the identification number. It also must include limits of liability or a statement that the policy provides the minimum insurance required by Vermont law. Eye and face protection. Clarification of helmet use section in Part 2 of this manual. In the helmet use section, in Part II of this manual, reasons are given why a face shield on a helmet gives the most eye and face protection while riding a motorcycle when compared with a windshield alone, goggles, or sunglasses. A face shield does provide the most eye and face protection. However, Vermont law does not require a face shield or other eye and face protection if a windshield is present. 23 VSA Section 1257. If a motorcycle is not equipped with a windshield or screen, the operator of the motorcycle shall wear either eyeglasses, goggles, or a protective face shield when operating the vehicle. The glasses, goggles, or face shield shall have colorless lenses when the motorcycle is being operated during the period of 30 minutes after sunset to 30 minutes before sunrise and at any other time when due to insufficient light or unfavorable atmospheric conditions, persons and vehicles on the highway are not clearly discernible at a distance of 500 feet ahead. Helmet required in Vermont. 23 VSA Section 1256. A person may not operate or ride upon a motorcycle upon a highway unless he or she properly wears protective headgear of a type that conforms to the federal motor vehicle safety standards contained in 49 CFR Part 571.218 and any amendment or addition to the regulations that may be adopted by the U.S. Secretary of Transportation. Deer and moose on Vermont highways. Moose and deer also share our roadways. Their presence is most likely during the late evening, nighttime, and early morning hours. Deer are easiest to spot because their fur and eyes reflect light from vehicle headlights. Moose are harder to see because their fur is dark, and their eyes are usually above vehicle headlight level, so, they do not reflect the light. Deer may freeze if looking directly into light or may bolt at speeds of up to 40 meters. P.H. in the direction of their habitat when startled. Driving at speeds of less than 35 meters, p.h., on secondary roadways and at speeds that do not overextend the distance of headlights on interstates allows a driver more time to react and stop if a deer or moose is spotted. Practice driving at DMV skill testing courses is not permitted. These areas are to be used only when tests are being conducted by an examiner. Two-wheel motorcycle exercises. Exercise 1. Cone weave and normal stop. From the start point, ride to the right of the first cone, to the left of the second, and so on. After passing the last cone, turn left and ride toward the opposite side of the course. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. Put a foot down or hit, skip a cone during the weave. Skid when coming to a stop. Fail to stop with your front tire within the borders of the box. Exercise 2. Turn from a stop and U-turn. From the start point, make a right turn between the boundary lines. After completing the turn, diagonally cross to the opposite side of the course and make a left U-turn inside the painted box at the far end of the course. Do not touch the solid 24 line for motorcycles 600cc or more, or the dashed 20 line for motorcycles less than 600cc. Stop with your front tire inside the box. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. Put a foot down. Touch or cross a boundary line. Exercise 3. Quick stop. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 20 meters, p.h., by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire crosses the second line, stop as fast as you safely can using both brakes. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. fail to stop within the established guidelines. Exercise 4 Obstacle Swerve. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 20 meters, p.h., by the time you reach the first line. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire passes the second line, swerve to the left or right as directed. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. Touch or cross the obstacle line or sideline with either tire. Swerve in the wrong direction. Three-wheel motorcycle exercises. Exercise 1 Left turn and normal stop. From the start point, ride straight ahead and make a sharp left turn between the boundary lines and the single cone marker. Then ride toward the opposite end of the course. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. Left front tire on vehicles with two front tires. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. Touch or cross a boundary line. Hit or skip the boundary cone. Skid when coming to a stop. Fail to stop with your front tire within the borders of the box. Exercise 2 Cone Weave and Turn from a Stop. From the start point, ride to the left of the first cone, to the right of the second, and to the left of the third. After passing the last cone, turn right at the end of the course and stop at the start tee facing the other side of the course. Then make a right-hand turn between the boundary lines and the cone. Make a smooth, non-skidding stop with your front tire inside the box. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. Hit or skip a cone during the weave. Touch or cross a boundary line. Hit or skip the boundary cone. Exercise 3 Quick Stop. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 20 meters, p.h., by the time you reach the first set of cones. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire crosses the second set of cones, stop as fast as you safely can using both brakes. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. Fail to stop within the established guidelines. Exercise 4 Obstacle Swerve. From the start point, accelerate straight up the path. Stabilize your speed between 12 to 20 meters, p.h., by the time you reach the first set of cones. Maintain a steady speed. When your front tire passes the second set of cones, swerve to the left or right as directed. This test will be timed in order to determine your speed. You will lose points if you stall during the exercise. If a tire touches or crosses the obstacle line or sideline, swerve in the wrong direction.